It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that.
Don't answer the question. What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not Don Quick.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
7:58 here on the Ticket. Get back to some big moments and Cowboys and Vikings here in 20 minutes, including some observations and things we heard on NBC. But right now, we'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, he's back. He is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer in the E-Break, no doubt about it. He works for the T-Box on Saturday mornings.
Oh, God.
He's Craig Rosengarten.
I have a head injury.
He does really sound like a head injury victim here because he can't think of the item that you hang from your mantle around Christmas time.
Why not fill up your house with the 2017 Avid Golf Passport? Put that on your Christmas tree.
Or
a great ornament.
Or stick it in a sock. The hell do you put up on the mantle? What do you guys do? You put up on the mantle. It's a great
garland.
Stockings. Yes, it's a great stockings
or sock. Now you might put a sock on your fireplace mantle, but most of us use stockings.
Yes, a stocking. It's a great stocking stuffer. And if you buy it by the end of the month, you got a few days left. Stop laughing. I'm trying to do a live spot here. It's under $40. You get 50 rounds of golf, some great new courses. Some great new courses, and of course, you get a dozen of the Callaway Chrome Soft golf balls, which are you're even smirking at that kid.
You're rolling, baby. I'm just sitting back and enjoying it. That's it? That's all you got?
I can't go anymore.
All right, check it out. Go to
MiamiGolfer.com. I've really gotten to where he is almost unintelligible to me now.
You know what's weird about that is two or three times he got sta out, but he couldn't figure out the king part.
Why do you hang on the mantle?
It's a sta.
It's not Cheetos.
I know it's painful, but one more time.
Oh, my gosh.
Why not?
Let me hear.
Fill up your house with the 2017 Avid Golf Passport. Put that on your Christmas tree.
Or
a great ornament.
Or stick it in a sock. The hell do you put up on the mantle? What do you guys do? You put up on the mantle. It's a great
garland?
Stockings. Yes, it's a great stockings.
Or sock. Now, you might put a sock on your fireplace mantle, but most of us use stockings.
Yes, a stocking. It's a great stocking stuffer. And if you buy it by the end of the month, you got a few days left. Stop laughing. I'm trying to do a live spot here. It's under $40. You get 50 rounds of golf, some great new courses. Some great new courses, and of course, you get a dozen of the Callaway Chrome Soft golf balls.
I can't take it anymore. Just know that Craig Rosengarten is up for. Hang on, Craig.
13.
You're up for another emergency break of the week. Candidate number two is one Norm Hitchkiss. He was railing on our area roads, and he had a weird moment in what he called one of our highways.
On that road, there's no assurance there because as you approach, especially the bush on ESPN, on the tollways, where did that come from? But as you approach it,
that's the best one today.
It gets stacked up, and you get delayed horribly there. Because the entrances to the bush
That was just a brain malfunction calling the tollway ESPN.
That's funny.
you approach it from... approach, Fox News,
when you approach the bush from ESPN. That what he used to call Aaron Andrews that, didn't he?
ESPN?
The bush from ESPN? Because she was dating one of George Bush's nephews.
Okay. Well, there's Norm as candidate number two.
Thank you.
Speaking of one Gordon Keith... There was something, I mean, there's always something wrong with this individual, but there was really something wrong with him yesterday. We are putting this as the worst radio tease ever.
We have stars and penguins here on the ticket. Up next, we have Gordo's Corner. A bicycle
the ticket
action.
Is hot.
God almighty. Well, who knows? Who knows with him? What? We got what?
A promo, right?
Are we even on right now?
I don't know.
I think we're back on.
Are we back on, Jer?
You're still on. Do your tease.
Oh, Jer, do the ticker.
Just give a tease.
Coming up next, Jer with the ticket ticker.
Gosh.
The ticket is hot, Cowboys.
You can hear laughter in the background.
Is that how our remotes sounded all day?
It's horrible, isn't it? I can't believe we sounded that bad.
How can America's favorite radio station have the worst remote equipment in the world?
Chair.
Why didn't we just run an XLR cord down there? We're just down the street yesterday.
I know it. Wow. That sounded horrible.
Awful.
Yeah, especially the tees.
No, the tees was right on. Jared does great ticket tickers.
One more time.
Oh, we have stars and penguins here on the ticket. Up next, we have Gordo's Corner. A bicycle action. God almighty. Well, who knows? Who knows with him? What? We got what?
A promo.
Right? Are we even on right now?
I don't know.
I think we're back on.
Are we back on, Jer?
You're still on. Do your tease.
Oh, Jer, do the ticker.
Just give a tease.
Coming up next, Jer with the ticket ticker.
Gosh.
The ticket is hot, Cowboys.
You did have serious give up yesterday. I don't know what was into you yesterday, but it was...
More than normal.
More than normal, yes.
Yes, I have a natural level of give up. And then yesterday was turbocharged.
So is it Craig Rosengarten, Norm, or Gordo at 888-787-1310? Hello. You're on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Musers.
Hey, Triple Fake
welcome
Tiger.
Back, Tiger.
Hey, did you guys know I'm playing in a tournament this weekend?
Yes.
So I'm sure I'm going to get a phone call next week.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, could you? Now, you know who I wish could see me playing in this tournament?
No, don't attempt that.
Well,
just vote.
Let's hear. This could be good.
Dr. Frizz. And I'm going to vote for Norm.
Okay. Oh, now that's a give up. Come on.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, this is Brad Thomas, and I'd like to vote for Craig.
Thank you.
Okay, you voted for Craig Rosengarten there. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Yes, it's Craig Rosenstocking.
Okay. Rosenstocking.
Hi, funny. You're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I'd like to vote for Norm beating around the bush.
Okay, I guess he was doing that there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to responsibly vote for Jack Buck on CBS Radio, Norm.
That
was weird. Not bad, Jack Buck there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Greg Rosengarten.
Okay.
Weird.
These are weird calls. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is this the ticket?
Yeah.
AM and FM?
You bet.
Oh, okay. Well, then I want to vote for Norm Terry Bush.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hello. You're on Ticket Radio, America's favorite radio station.
I vote for Hot Fried Georgie.
Not a candidate, sir. Not a candidate. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Well, hi. I'd like to responsibly vote for Kyle Wilbur as the Hot Fry Player of the Week with ESPN, the Bush.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. I think a mild upset. It's a pretty good e-break, but boy, I thought that was such a mess on the tee box that that would win for sure. But Norm wins it with this odd roadway that I've never heard of.
On that road, there's no assurance there, because as you approach especially the bush on ESPN, on
what?
On the tollways. Where did that come from? But as you approach it,
that's the best one today.
It gets stacked up.
Oh.
And you get delayed horribly there because the entrances to the bush.
Norm just keeps going on. How many wins is that
he
for Norm?
He has no clue he said that.
No.
84th win for Norman number 3 Hitzkus.
Okay.
So there's a little controversy brewing. I'm going to bounce this off of you guys, and maybe we need to turn this over to ESPN to do an Outside the Lines. There are a lot of P1s that believe that Craig Rosengarten is doping, performance-enhancing drugs, that he's faking all of these.
Well, he certainly sounds on something.
I don't think so. You can't help it if he got hit in the head. I mean, Craig got hit by Rick with a 7-iron or something about 5 years ago, and he can't, I mean...
Nobody believes that he can't come up with the word stocking after getting the first half of the word out.
I have that problem sometimes.
Well,
just a basic word, you can't
mantle.
Think of it. It happens.
Do you think he's performing naturally?
Yes. That's what makes it so incredible and so awesome, that this is just a natural breakage.
On the mantle, you hang vinegar.
Thank you.
Bob Lee is going to show up to Craig's house to do an interview.
And he'll be amazed by what he hears back.
Whole thing will be subtitled.